This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
As an agency owner, you know that landing clients is only half the battle. The real challenge is actually keeping them. Now, let's be honest. If you want to scale your agency to $30,000, $50,000, or $100,000 a month and beyond, client retention is mission critical. In the past 5 years, I've helped 133 agencies scale with seven figures. And I can tell you this, there's a proven system to retain clients long term. And in this video, I'm going to reveal it to you so you can implement it in your own agency and get your churn rate under 5% and scale successfully. All right, let's get into it. Our client retention formula really comes down to three key strategies, right? Number one is world-class onboarding, the way we come out of the gates with the client. Number two is effective ongoing communication, right? If the client's going to stay with us long-term and they're going to be paying us a monthly retainer fee, we have to be great at communicating. And the number three is success management, putting the account management team in place, tracking the right KPIs, and having systems and processes to retain clients at scale once we get beyond 10, 15, 100 clients. Before we get into that three-part system, there are some fundamental decisions, things you put in place within the business that can have a huge impact on whether you're able to retain your clients or not. Number one is your delivery mechanism, like what it is that you're selling. Make sure that your program focuses on impact. It's not an activity-based service, but you're really selling the client and delivering something that's going to generate tangible, measurable results, right? So we want to make sure we're focusing on impact. The second thing you want to do is make sure you've gone a little bit wider with your service offering. I found that if you just do Facebook ads, or you just do SEO, or you just do websites, you're going to have a high churn business model because clients come in and then they go out, right? Because you're stuck on just one line of service. Whereas when you've got a blended service offering where you're doing website, SEO, pay-per-click, maybe social media management, marketing automation, retargeting, you're doing more things, which makes you more valuable to the client. They don't just look at you as the SEO provider or just the Facebook provider, but you're also able to blend what it is that's going to generate results. So if for some reason the SEO is taking a little bit longer to get off the ground, well, we've got the paid ads running, which can generate some leads and some quick wins. Or, you know, if our Facebook ads, the cost goes up just a little bit, we've got some organic and some direct traffic that we can rely on as well. Oftentimes, when I see agencies churning higher than 10% on a monthly basis, they've got a single service. They've got a single point of failure. And when they add additional services, they get much better with that long-term client retention situation. Also really important from a fundamentals perspective, the clients you choose to work with will make or break your success in your agency. By that, I mean in your niche, whatever niche you happen to serve, there's one-man operators and there's established businesses that are successful, that are driven, that are making things happen. And what I've found is if you decide, hey, look, I'm not for the one-man startup agency clients for the most part. I'm for the more established $1 million, $5 million, $10 million companies. That will make a huge difference on your retention. You know, initially in our agency serving plumbing, our plumbing and HVAC SEO business, we would get one-man plumbing clients and we would get them and we would do our thing, website SEO, drive some traffic. They took as much energy as the larger companies, but they were just small, right? They didn't have a growth mindset. They didn't have an established organization. And so we wound up having high churn. And when we decided, look, you have to be doing at least $500,000 per year before you qualify for our services, maybe we slowed down our sales a little bit for a short window of time, but we absolutely improved and accelerated our growth because our retention got so much better. So be strategic with who you choose. The other really important thing when you think about retention is the expectation that you set at the beginning will have a huge impact on your retention. So if you're selling a trial, a let's do 30 days or let's do month to month and see how it goes, while that might be a little easier to sell, you're setting yourself up for somebody that's like, all right, all of it's on them. Let's see how it goes. And the second something doesn't go right, you get the cancellation notice. Versus setting the expectation on the front end, this is gonna be a long-term business relationship. We're gonna spend a lot of time and a lot of energy setting this up for you, like your website and your SEO and your paid search, the tracking, understanding your business, understanding everything we need to know to accelerate your growth. If you're not committed to this and you can't give us at least a year to work together, then it wouldn't be the best use of your time or ours to do business, right? So let's commit to a long-term, at least a year-long commitment. And whether they stay a year or not, because you entered the frame, you entered the relationship with that long-term business horizon, they're much more likely to stick with you long-term. Again, this is one of those little things that had a huge impact on our ability to retain clients long-term. Consider adding a 12-month agreement or consider setting that longer-term time horizon on the front end. These basic tweaks can make a big impact. Let's get into the three things we need to do in order to maximize client retention. Number one was world-class onboarding. And really, the way you come out of the gates with your clients in the first week, in the first month, will dictate whether they're with you a year down the track. When it comes to world-class onboarding, the first thing is kicking off with a bang and appreciation. This means making sure if you have a salesperson that sold it or you sold it, reaching out and saying, hey, welcome aboard. We're really excited about working with you. Dropping a box of goodies in the mail. We love to send Sherry's Berries, and we also send a custom new client welcome box. It's just unexpected, right? It catches them like, wow, I've just hired this company. They've had a great sales process. They've got everything dialed in, and I'm getting this unexpected appreciation physically in the mail. Buys a lot of goodwill. Simple thing you can do is just add a thank you basket right out of the gates whenever they sign up. Second to that is we want to make sure that we make the onboarding process as seamless as possible. I find a lot of agencies, they recognize that in order to do the work, we've got to get access to the profiles, we've got to get access to the website, and we've got to understand their unique proposition. We've got to gather all of this stuff. And typically, we want to send them a form and hopefully they fill it in. We just kind of wait on the background. And that creates a lot of friction for the clients. A lot of things to fill in. It's a lot of things maybe they don't understand or they don't have access to. And so to make this seamless, what I would encourage you to do is have a structured onboarding call with the client where you or your account manager or your launch coordinator are sitting down and there's a structured conversation about what we're trying to accomplish, what we need from them, and we're holding their hand through the gathering process, right? Don't just leave it to them. If they're paying you a retainer-based service, they want this done for them. They want for your team to be able to go and execute. So really make that as seamless as possible. The third thing on onboarding is we want to engineer quick wins. Think strategically about what you can do in the first week, in the first 30 days to make the cash register ring. In the original days in our agency, Plumbing and HVAC SEO, we would launch the client, you know, we'd get the usernames and passwords, and we would go to work. And our strategy was predominantly organic based. So we would build the website, we would create the content, we claim the Google Map listing. And you know there's a gestation period for that, right? It's gonna take us probably 6 weeks to get the website live and to make the changes on the Google Map listing. And then it might be another, you know, month and a half before it starts to rank and starts to generate calls. And so while we were doing all of the work and while we were going to get them the outcome, typically month two, month three, they're antsy. They're like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? Like, I've spent three payments now. Where are we? We weren't engineering quick wins into the process. And so understanding that if we do a database reactivation, we get their existing prospect list, their existing customer list, and we make an offer via email and text message, that's something that doesn't cost a dime. Just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of know-how. We can generate some opportunities. We can generate some sales. Launching a pay-per-click campaign within the first week for a small list of keywords can start to generate some opportunity flow and start to generate some leads. Lots of things you can do on the front end in the first couple of weeks to generate quick wins. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to retain long-term, the way you come out of the gates, the experience that you create, but also the strategic wins that you can generate will buy you significant growth as the relationship matures. So that's your onboarding. Number two is effective communication. When it comes to effective communication, that's how we pulse with the client. It's also what we report to the client and how we see the vision into the future. And so for me, this starts with strategic reporting and KPIs. Understanding the reason they hired you isn't just to do your thing. They didn't hire you to update their blog and to post to their website and to get them ranked. They hired you and will stay with you singularly for your ability to generate leads and sales and revenue significantly in excess to what you're charging in management fees and ad spend. And so your reporting doesn't need to be 19 pages with a bunch of tracks. And what they really want to know with their strategic reporting is how much did I spend? How many leads or sales did I generate? And what's my return on investment? Really focus on maybe taking some stuff out of the reporting, your keyword ranking reports, your analytics data. Have that in the background, but really front and center should make it simple for them to see how much they spent and what the return on investment is. The closer you get to that, the better they feel, the more likely they're gonna stay, the less likely they are to question you and to question what you're actually doing day in and day out. So that's number one, get that reporting dialed in and simplified. Number two is your meeting rhythm. Like, you need to be pulsing with your client on a monthly basis. And again, going back to Plumbing and HVAC SEO in the early days, when we were struggling with client retention, what we found we would do is we would get the client set up, we'd get them ranked, we'd track, we were like seeing the calls come in, and we're like, man, we're off to the races. We're never going to lose this company, right? They're like, look how good the results are. A couple months in, 4 or 5 months in, they reach out and they're like, hey, we're canceling, we're going a different direction. And we're just like, mind blown. How can this be? What do you mean? And the reason was we weren't checking in with them. We weren't showing them the value. We weren't making sure that they felt loved and pursued and that we really cared about them as a client. And so it led to churn. Don't hide behind technology. And yes, you might have an automatic, report that goes out from High Level or from agency analytics or whatever platform you use, but you need to assertively have a rhythm where you're meeting with the client, you're checking in with them, you're letting them know what you're up to, you're showing them the results, and you're talking about what's coming next. On that same point, don't just reach out for a meeting and if they don't show up, say I tried to meet and they weren't there. That's another challenge we see with retention is the client's too busy, they don't want to meet, and you or your account manager are just like, hey, they didn't meet, so life goes on. What I would suggest you do is those clients that can't meet with you or won't meet with you on a monthly basis, be sure to record a recap video, just a quick Loom video, pull up the reporting, just like as if you were meeting with the client live. Hey, I know you're busy. Wanted to shoot this quick video to kind of show you what we're seeing in the results, what we're working on, a couple things we might need from you. If you'd like to meet, grab a time on my calendar. Otherwise, we appreciate your business, excited about how things are going. When you start doing that every month, or your account management team starts doing that every month in conjunction with the live meetings, you're going to see your retention improve pretty significantly. The third thing on effective communication is we have to constantly be seeding the vision. Big problem I saw in our agency, and I've seen in a lot of the agencies we work with, is we're typically looking back. Right? I call you here's the rankings, here's the results, we're doing a great job, we'll see you next month. They want to know where you're headed next. You got to seed the vision. Here's what we're working on over the next 90 days. Here's the goal we're trying to work towards helping you accomplish. Here's the new things that are happening in digital marketing that we're exploring and possibly putting in place for you. They'll leave when they feel like their vision for their online marketing has exceeded your vision for the relationship. And so train your account management team to constantly be seeing that vision out into the future. All right, so we talked about onboarding. We talked about effective communication. Number three is client success management, which is, as the company grows and as you go from 10 clients to 30 clients to hundreds of clients, you can't do that yourself. And you've got to have a client success management process within the business. So first and foremost, you can improve what you don't measure. So be sure that you've got a tracking mechanism to track retention and churn. Every month, you should be able to see what your average monthly churn rate was. And I'll talk about some of the KPIs you want to be shooting for to know if you're on track or off track. But first and foremost, we have to track that. Number two, we need to have our KPIs, key performance indicators, which is what are we tracking that account management team on a monthly basis? Did they meet with their clients? What percentage of their clients did they meet with? Did they send the recap? What percentage of the clients did they send the recap for? Keeping track of that and their retention rate and their upsell rate and the percentage of clients they've gotten reviews or testimonials for are huge in terms of how you can really manage your client success process. But number three, kind of managing your client success at scale, is what I call a traffic light system. Think about a traffic light, it's got three lights. It's either green, it's yellow, or it's red. When you think about your client base and you see it on your CRM or you see it on a spreadsheet somewhere, it's very hard to gauge, where it's at, especially when you get past 20 or so clients. Traffic light system, you would just have three columns, and you could have this in High Level, you could have it in Trello or some type of Kanban board, you could have it on a spreadsheet. Every month, you would be moving your clients. Are they green? So that green is a client that's happy. They're getting good results. Everything's great. These are our green clients. Yellow would be a client that maybe hasn't engaged, or maybe the results aren't exactly where they need to be, or something feels like it might not be just right. Or we've got our red clients. So these are the clients that, they're unhappy. They've just lodged a complaint. They're not ranking, or they're not getting the results that they should. And being able to easily see, here's the clients and where they sit, and then really prioritize the clients that need the most attention. Prioritize the reds and say, what can we do to move the needle back up? What can we do to move this client from red to green? And then having a pulsing rhythm with your team or your account management staff, where you're looking at that traffic light system on a weekly basis, strategically moving clients back on track can have a huge impact on your client retention. Those are the top three things, right? We've got world-class onboarding, effective communication, client success management, key retention benchmarks I want you to know about, because sometimes if you don't know what you're shooting for, you don't know if it's good. In the agency space, regardless of how good you are, regardless of how great your services are and your experience is, there's going to be some churn. 100% retention at scale doesn't really exist. So 97% or higher monthly retention, you're doing great, right? Less than 3% monthly churn, is pretty much as good as it gets, right? And you might get to 98 for a couple months, you might get to 99, but you know, if you look at it over a long time horizon, it's about a 3% monthly churn, you're doing great. This is our proven three-part system that we use to retain agency clients long-term. If you're running an agency and you're looking to scale to multiple six or seven figures using the exact system used by over 100 agencies to scale to seven figures, then make sure you click the first link in the description and get our full seven-figure agency roadmap implementation course completely free. In it, I not only cover the strategies I explained in this video in more detail, but I also give you every single method and strategy we use to get clients, deliver amazing results, automate the entire business, and scale to seven figures and beyond. So seriously, if your goal is to grow your agency, just click the first link below and get access to all of this entirely free. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next video.